What is going on, you guys? This is your host again, that rabbit, David Ramos. I just wanted to let you know real quick, Jody did not get a chance as a guest on their episode, so I guess this is the second ad before, after the Anchor ad. So, basically, she is she is doing a shared partner with a charity that specifically helps people in Haiti. So I just wanted to put that out there. She didn't get a chance to mention it on this episode, but I wanted you to know that everything she gets from the from her business, from her store, it goes, a portion of it does go to Haiti. So I just wanted to let you guys know that right now. But again, this is another plug just for you to check out her business. Honestly, it's amazing. And we support Haitians on the show. We support Haitians. We support the Dominicans. We support Dominicans, we support Jamaicans, we support everyone, Black Lives Matter. We definitely support, especially Black entrepreneurs, especially any entrepreneurs, really. But especially right now, we just want to strive for economic empowerment. And so I just wanted to let you guys know that, plug in real quick before we start the show. Thank you guys and enjoy the show. Get your popcorn, get your dog, get your wife, get your queen of the house, get your man of the house, get your sister, get your brother, and listen to That Rabbit Talks Too Much. Thank you. What is going on, you guys? It's your host, David Ramos, with another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much, and I got a fantastic friend on FaceTime right now. Go ahead and introduce yourself real quick.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jody Ulissi, and I'm the owner of the clothing brand Designer Dyes Co.
There you go. There you go. Tell us a little bit about your brand. Tell us, like, what it is and why you decided to come up with a clothing brand, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So my brand, we pretty much sell handmade, uniquely made tie-dye clothing and bleach dye clothing. And it's mainly loungewear. So we have, like, T-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, joggers, shorts, and leggings. And we're also working on some other, like, accessories. We have dad hats, for example. I know everybody likes dad hats, and face masks as well. So that's what we sell. And what we do is, it's all handmade. So I'm the designer. It's just me right now, one artist. And I do the whole designing process myself with the bleaching and the coloring. So that's what we pretty much want everybody to know, is that it's uniquely made for the individual.
What's the importance of you? Because I know a lot of designers, they want to give it to a factory. So what's the importance of you right now wanting to uniquely make it for just the individuals?
I want to uniquely make it for the individuals because I believe that there's something special to that. I believe everybody is a unique individual in themselves. So it's kind of cool that you'll rock something that no other human being on the planet has. Now, we have specific styles, right? Like, we have, you know, certain people like certain looks. So I came up with five different categories, five different styles that people can pick from. An example is the minimalist. And I love that one because it's such a simple look, you know, it has, like, not too much going on, but it's still loud. You know, like, you'll walk into a room and people will notice you. So it's really cool that, you know, what you're wearing, you know, it's just for you and nobody else has that exact item.
So it really gives the people a chance to just stand out and be unique. You know what I'm saying? One of a kind type of experience.
Oh, that's, exactly.
That's beautiful. What are some of your other categories that you have?
In terms of the styles?
Yeah.
Okay, so for the styles, I'll just describe them to you guys. So we have something called drip dye. And the drip dye is pretty much a style where the shirt looks like it's melting or like it's dripping. Because the overall look, for at least for the bleach wear, because it's going to be on usually black garments, but we also do colored garments as well. But it's kind of like a fire flaming look. So the drip dye looks like the shirt is melting. We have engulfing flames. Ooh. That's like everybody's favorite.
Ooh, engulfing flames. Okay.
Engulfing flames looks like we do like a smoke kind of look on the top of the item, and then on the bottom is like flames shooting up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then we have fireworks. Fireworks is really nice. It looks like it looks like a firework. So it looks like, you know, different explosions on the shirt.
Yeah.
And then the artist is really special. I like the artist because it is what it's what it says. So I will go ahead and take the creative direction to do whatever I want with the garment.
Ooh.
Yeah. So then it gets really custom made with the artist.
Mm.
And then there's the minimalist, like I explained earlier, more of like a simple look.
Dang. Oh, you got quite the variety to hit like a lot of different areas for you. Okay, that's really good. So what really made you want to start this ambitious, like, you know, plan of like, hey, I'm gonna do a business and I really want it to be individual, but we got styles. What was kind of like the thinking behind all of that?
So the backstory to my company is actually really funny. It's a cute story. I went to my friend's birthday party, right? Mm-hmm. And this was in the middle of quarantine. So we were just doing something really small, really simple. She was like, oh, let's do some tie-dye. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I get there, you know, we're making our garments and everything. You know, the whole fun part of tie-dye is you don't know what it's going to look like until you, like, unravel it.
Yeah.
So I unraveled mine, and everybody was astonished. Like, they were like, wow, this looks amazing. Like, this looks like something I would buy in a store. Mm. I was like, really? So we did it one more time, you know, together as friends. We did tie-dye again. And this time I made some shorts, I made a sweater, and I made a t-shirt, right? Do it all again, and it was looking amazing. So I was like, okay. I told my friends, I was like, yo, I'm going to start selling tie-dye clothes. And they were like, oh my God, you should do it. So then I go on Instagram, and I'm posting it. I'm wearing my clothes, and I have so many people DMing me like, oh my God, Jody, this is so nice. Like, are you going to sell these? Are you just, you know, what are you doing with this? And all that stuff. So I saw that, you know, there's people that would want this, you know?
Yeah.
Time to find out. Tie-dye is trending on TikTok. So I'm just like, oh, this is a whole trend right now. Like, people are actually making tie-dye and wanting tie-dye.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? There's a, especially with like black businesses, you know what I'm saying? It's so inspiring. You know, at least for me as a black woman, to be able to see somebody else doing what they love and like building an empire with it, you know? Yeah. So I was like, you know, if I find this like a fun hobby, I might as well turn this hobby into a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have, you know, a heart behind it, you know?
That's good.
So that's where it all started. And then I, you know, took the step that I had to take to get a business up and running. And here I am.
That's beautiful right there. I mean, I love what you said. Someone said that, hey, I would buy this. And I think that's a huge key for every business owner. They're always like, oh, I think this could be, you know, you can make some money from this. You know, I think people would like this, X, Y, and Z. Everyone has a talent, definitely, Jody. And you are just monetizing it and, you know, also marketing it. You know what I'm saying? So what's really we understand how you got here and why you got here. But what is like, what's some of the biggest challenges, I guess, starting up a business that a lot of people don't know about it, besides the glamorous sparkles and what you see on the front end?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Just mentally, because I know there's a lot of technical stuff.
Oh, mentally. Yeah, the entire process is very challenging, especially if you're doing everything yourself. So for me, for example, I took everything into my own hands. I'm one to insource. I think you should outsource, and I definitely have outsourced, but I think if you have the, you know, capability and the talent to do something yourself, do it. Why not? Especially when you're starting a business, the smartest thing is to save as much money as you can. So for my website, I didn't hire anybody to make my website. I built it all myself. And same thing for my email marketing. I made the email marketing newsletters myself and stuff like that. So I think those were really challenging because obviously this is a lot of it takes a lot of work to do those things. When you're building a website, you have to make sure that it's running smoothly and that it's doing what you need it to do. So a lot of times I came into a lot of issues, especially coding issues. And I'm not even a coder, y'all. I don't code. That is not my ministry. But, you know, I had to learn a little something, you know, to get some things working. So, and I think also mentally, you just have to believe in yourself, you know, you have to believe in yourself. If you have this dream and this vision of a business and you want to start it, then you have to take that and run with it. Don't ask for people's approval. Don't wait for somebody to tell you, oh, that's a good idea. you think it's a good idea, right? So you find a way to fulfill that idea and make it work. And I think that that's the biggest thing for me, was every day having to be my biggest fan. And I have, you know, I have an amazing, like, I have so many supportive people around me. My family's very supportive of what I'm doing, my friends, and I thank God for that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's me staying up with me until 4 a.m., you know, figuring some things out. It's me staying up with me until 5 a.m., you know, having mental breakdowns for whatever the reason is. So you have to be able to support yourself and, you know, carry yourself through that.
That's very true. And just mentally, I love what you said. Just, you know, the support is almost everything, as well as just being in there to believe in yourself. Because sometimes, you know, I'll be honest, money is just, if you don't have the reason you're doing it 24/7, money is not enough to be the reason you're doing it, because you can never have enough money, you know, to be the reason. You know, I know it can be sales, it can be podcast plays, it can be designs, it can be followers. So it'll never be enough if you don't know the reason why. And the more you have, the more anxiety you'll have with that as well, because you're, you know, not on top of that, but you're getting so many, like, I guess, hate comments. You're getting so many people coming at you sideways. What do you think has been the biggest discovery? Because, I mean, you're not, what class did you graduate from in high school? You didn't graduate
2018.
Mm-hmm. So you graduated about 2 years ago. How does it feel, or how is it for you to be in kind of this new age of, like, young entrepreneurship? How does it feel, and, like, does that help you and support you at all?
It does, because I have found myself around a lot of other young entrepreneurs. I know a lot of my friends personally that are just doing their own kind of side hustle. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's very much so relevant to my class, and to, I think, Gen Z and millennials. I think we've kind of went away from just the normal, like, you know, you graduate from college and then you find a good job. And I feel like a lot of us are just going and figuring out our passions and our talents, mm-hmm. and making something out of it, you know? So you said, what was my biggest discovery?
Yeah. What was your biggest thing? If you could say, man, I wish I knew about, like, 2-3 months ago, just to get me through this, these times, what would you say is, like, the biggest thing that, well, I mean, school doesn't prepare you for a lot, but what do you think is the biggest thing that you could be even talking to someone still in school?
For someone still in school, I would say one of the biggest things I discovered from then and now, definitely having a detailed plan, because, like I said, my personal business, you know, my main focus in this year was to get my book out, right? Mm-hmm. Because I've been writing my book that's in the works. So this, you know, tie-dye, like I told you, the story is very spontaneous. You know, yeah. The story of how this all came about, which is, you know, came from fun.
Yeah.
So I did as much of a detailed plan as I could do within those months. Mm-hmm. And by the grace of God, it's been working out. But I would highly suggest, if somebody is, you know, 18 in school, in high school, thinking of starting a business, it's like, start, you know, thinking things now. Think of your name. Think of names. Think of colors that you want your brand to look like. Think of a mission statement. Think of your target audience. Like, really, really build. Because once you get there and you launch, it's like, okay, you got to follow that plan that you had, you know? So you always want to have a plan.
It's huge to have that detailed plan, because if not, it just becomes, passion can only carry you so long. But I do love what you said about your book compared to, like, your business and this business. Because I know when I heard about it, Whitney was telling me some, and Whitney told me, I was kind of like, really? What about her book? And then, and I was just kind of like, I was happy though at the same time after hearing the story as well, because it's kind of like, being able to veer off, but in a way that's not the goal is to making money, but you're having fun doing what you're doing as well. What do you think is the importance of doing something that you really just enjoy and having fun, and just not doing it for the pure sake of making money?
There's a lot of reasons for that. One thing, if you're doing something you don't enjoy, you're not going to do it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
you're not going to do it for a long time. And if you force to do it for a long time, you're going to be miserable.
Mm.
That's the thing. That's why you see so many people that, you know, are making good money in their jobs, but they hate their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking, well, if you're making good money, then why do you hate your job? You're making money. They hate their job because they don't like what they're doing.
Exactly.
You would rather make, like, less money. And don't get me wrong, like, you know, I would always suggest finding a way to make profit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To make sure that you are making money. But I would rather somebody go full throttle and do something that they love and enjoy doing. Because the thing is, you know, when you're doing that, you're fulfilling yourself not only in happiness, but you're also making money at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you're just doing something to make money, you're not fulfilling yourself in happiness. It's just to make money. So you're actually at a loss mm-hmm. doing something that you don't like to make money. You're actually at a loss doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm.
And the reason that all these people kind of end up broke that do that is because, like you said, they're at a loss and they keep trying to mm-hmm. add on to that loss with more money and more expensive things and more things onto their lifestyle. And it just... At that point, those people just end up in debt because, you know, they're making money, but they're spending more money trying to buy happiness at that time. And it just leads to just a terrible trail at the end of the day. Let me just ask you this, Jolie, and this will probably be one of our last questions just because, you know, of time and everything. But I want to ask you, what has been a huge inspiration for you during this time? Like, I know definitely Gen Z and... the generation that is coming up right now, for real, they all are doing this on their own, but I'm a true believer of inspiration everywhere. And what has been your inspiration during this time? Because obviously you probably see things differently than me just because of the age gap. So what has been your inspiration or inspirations during this time?
My inspirations, if I could be honest, it's been just... It's been how I feel that God is propelling me with this business.
Mm-hmm.
Because being a designer, when I was younger, literally, like, if you ask any of my family members, I'll tell you, I wanted to be everything.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be, you know, I was like 5 years old and I was like, I'm going to be a fashion designer. I'm going to be an author. I'm going to be a teacher and I'm going to be an astronaut. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to be everything, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, by the grace of God, I'm 20 years old, and, you know, whenever my book drops, which should be, I mean, I'm expecting within the next few months, we're still in the editing phases,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, by 20 to 21 years old, I can say I'm an author, and right now, 20 years old, I can say that I'm a fashion designer. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, just seeing how, you know, it was just, 15 years ago, I was saying these things as a child, you know, and I was just imagining these things, and to see how it's coming into fruition now, at 20 years old, that's all God, you know, all credit goes to God, and I say, by the grace of God, this has been happening. So, for me, that's been my inspiration, because I'm like, this is something I've always wanted. Like, even when I was, you know, younger, I've always wanted to be in the fashion industry, and do something with clothes, and stuff like that. So to see how I'm like 20 and I still have that desire and I'm old enough to make it work for me, you know, it's been inspiring.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, Jolie. Well, you have definitely been an inspiration for at least everyone listening right now, especially younger, to know that they can do it. You know what I'm saying? They can create their own business and they can also be successful. And, you know, it's just, I think the important thing that you're saying right now on this whole show is just to start, you know what I'm saying? Just starting. You never know, you know? You can say things all day, but actually starting something is, I think, the most beautiful part of it. Well, we appreciate having you on the show, Jolie. Thank you so much. We love it. Come back again. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody listening. definitely check out her brand. I'm gonna link it in the bio or description or however you guys podcasters call it, show notes. I think that's the professional word. But definitely appreciate everybody listening right now. Just tune in tomorrow for another episode at 7 a.m. Take care and I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.